Good morning, MGTOW men. It's better. Well, I had my first go at making date ice cream, which is pretty good. The idea is just not necessary. There's some things you can do that are clearly going to kill you if you fuck it up, and there's some things you might need to sort of say, well, I've got no experience and it doesn't matter if it's a bit too much of this or not enough of that or whatever. And this is one of those things. So this is a blender. This is date ice cream, right? It's dates and it's fucking cream and it's stuck into a blender, right? So what I did is I said, well, yeah, you know, it's about 250 grams of dates, about, you know, about half a pack, you know, and about 500 mil of cream. And a very curious sort of ice cream. So, that's good. That's real fucking good. Fuck, that's nice. But what I found is that, see, that's sort of all just sort of shoved into a blender and mixed until the cream was aerated enough so it just wouldn't flow. So there you got your fluffy whipped cream, you know. And what I found out is that the dates are very, very sweet. And they're not strong as in like the flavour is overpowering, but you know, more from, I guess, an adult taste. I'd probably knock a down to about 100, somewhere around 100, 120 grams of dates, and I'd go from 500 mil of thickened cream to maybe 750 mil, maybe a litre, and what I'd also do is that many years ago I had a go at growing broad beans, and what the commercial growers do is they grow them. So if you go buy commercial, sort of commercially grown and fucking available broad beans, you know, they grow them till they're really small and they're tender and they're very nutritional, because what happens is, I didn't know this. I thought, oh, well, you know, oh, they're getting so big, isn't that marvellous? But what happens is that they get the skin on the bean. Now, this is it's hard to explain how something that is smooth will absolutely scour the skin off your tongue, you know. It's incredibly abrasive, but it's smooth, you know. But that's what broad beans do when they're allowed to grow until they're really big, because the fucking beans, See, so that's what it's... Give a look. So that's what the broad beans do, is they have that effect. And what I found was when the dates are kind of chopped up, sort of kind of fine, but a bit on the coarse side, you know what I mean? They actually scour your tongue. Like it's sort of been rubbing your tongue with sandpaper. So there's several things. I got this right. It was good, you know, not a bad idea. All this sort of stuff. But what I worked out was that we need about 120, you know, it doesn't have to be too fucking exact, you know, but about 100, 120 grams of fucking dates, about maybe a litre of thickened cream. And I think the idea is to add, just do the dates first, and because they're a dry kind of product, is to make a fairly thick, you know, like you say, about a big heap teaspoon of gelatin, plain gelatin, with enough water to turn that into like a syrup, a sort of honey-like sort of syrup, you know what I mean? And that will give a viscous fluid for the dates basically to be turned into a paste or an emulsion, you know? And once that's done, maybe a spot of some sort of good oil, maybe a teaspoon of olive oil or something like that, you know? And to mix that into an emulsion, maybe add a little bit more water or whatever, and to turn it into something like a pancake paste, you know. And then after it's all mixed in and the dates are very, very, very fine, like an emulsion, then add the cream and put it on a slow blend, so that as the cream becomes aerated, and once it becomes aerated enough, it stops flowing through the blades. And there's your whipped cream, and all the ingredients are mixed in, and then put that into containers and throw it into the freezer. So yeah, it's how to make date ice cream. Thank you guys, enjoy it. And also, yeah, you can do dried apples, dried apricots, dried mangoes, dried pawpaw, ginger, dried ginger, I don't know how pineapple would go, dried pineapple, but you can make all these really, really fucking fantastic ice creams. There's going to be issues with, some fruits don't handle... they will destroy the ability of gelatin to cross-link. But, you know, on the wetter fruits like Chinese gooseberries or kiwi fruit, mandarin, you know, there's just tons of stuff. Give it a fucking go, because you can make really good ice cream that isn't filled with just sugar and shit like the commercially made stuff. And it's actually really fucking cheap. Although, you know, here in bumfuck nowhere where the food's really expensive, I would have made 500 ml of cream, 250 grams or thereabouts of fucking dates. That's far too much, I found out. But that would have been about $6, and that would have made about 700 or 800 mil of ice cream, you know. And that's what, like, $6. That's, you know, that's my regional Australian price in Australian dollars, you know. But if you wanted to make really good it only takes fucking seconds to make, you know. Yeah, so guys, yeah, anyway, I'm tired. So, you know, you can buy that fucking artificial colouring, artificial flavouring, just loaded with sugar type, just absolute shit, or you can actually make really fucking good ice cream that's actually a food and it's actually nutritional, you know? And, yeah, so good luck with that. Thank you. Bye.